can go ahead and get started. We'll start with the meeting logistics. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 251, which allows flexibility in the Brown Act teleconferencing procedure, as addressed by the board under Agenda Item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@crescentvalley2.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodations notice. And as a reminder, as required by state law, 81.6, the meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. Opening items. I will call this meeting of Crescent Valley Public Charter School 2, regular board meeting, operated by Desert Sands Public Charter Incorporated, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Monday, April 18, 2022, at 5:30 p.m. to order. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Ruth Newell?
Ruth Newell here.
Marvin Smith?
Marvin Smith here.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark here.
James Lott? James? I think you're on mute. James, I think you're on mute.
I think John will help him. They were talking about it before the meeting.
Okay. Well, I can see him, so he is here. But he
oh, good.
Okay. We do have a quorum for today's meeting. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Smith, will you please lead us in the pledge? Everyone else, please place your phones on mute.
Everyone, would you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
And you can hear me now?
Productions, corporate yep. Actions, Mr. Brown.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we've got you, Jim.
Okay, all right.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. Good evening. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you. Ms. Vincent?
Hello, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Thank you. And school staff?
Good evening. This is Shelley Haynes, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Shelley.
Hi, Lindsay Boggs, Principal.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Jenny Boone, Learning Center Coordinator.
Thank you, Jenny.
Good evening, this is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Thank you, Jeff. And School Legal Counsel.
Yes, Bill Thompson, Legal Counsel.
Thank you, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting.
Hello, President Adam. Hello, Board. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
Thank you, Geeta.
This is Heather Stew, Director of Special Education.
Thank you, Heather. And any other staff would like to introduce themselves? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Mr. Martineau.
Thank you, President Adams and board members. In your board package, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors' authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? If not, I'll hear a motion to approve item 1E.
So moved, Ruth Newell.
Second, Dana Clark.
Thank you, Dana. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
What's your...
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item F. Approve agenda for the April 18th, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. May I hear a motion?
I'm not making motion to approve. Item F.
Dana Clark, second.
Thank you, Dana. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item G. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the February 28, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
So moved, Ruth Newell.
Thank you, Ruth.
Dana Clark, second.
Thank you, Dana. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item 2, consent agenda. All items listed on the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. We have 3 consent agenda items. Number 1, the board will be asked to approve the 2022-2023 parent student handbook. Number 2, the board will be asked to approve the revised employee handbook. And number 3, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for resuming in-person instruction and addendum to the school's health and safety plan. Would any board member like to pull any consent agenda item for separate discussion at this time? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve consent agenda items 1, 2, and 3.
Marvin Smith, so moved.
Thank you, Marvin.
Second, James Lott.
Thank you, James. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted for a presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none, were there any written comments submitted to the board prior to the meeting?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team. There were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you very much, Shelley. Item 4, school reports and information. Item A, principal update, Lindsay Boggs.
Good evening, board. I am happy to report current enrollment at CVPC is 653, which is amazing growth. We just keep enrolling students, and everyone's doing a great job. Shout out to Jenny. For academics, one of our areas of growth we've identified is our reading and math intervention programs. We're working hard to continue increasing our enrollment in both programs, and we're happy to report that in last LP, LP9, our literacy students saw growth in credit completion and enrollment, and our students had an average Lexile growth of 60 points. For WASC, our midterm review teams are currently being formed. We actually have a coordinator that we've identified, so we're really excited about that. He's one of our new math teachers, and I think he's going to be really great. Many of our team members have expressed interest in taking part of the committee. And our WASC team will start prepping for that 2024 visit this July and August, and we'll meet monthly to prepare that report. We've added 3 new staff members recently, since we last met, who onboarded this LP, one being a math intervention teacher. I met with him the other day, and he's really enthusiastic. And we hired 2 new tutors who will be assisting our Title I students and our science department. Our 11th and 12th grade students have been working diligently to complete CASP. So we just finished that up, and we're happy to report we hit the 95% participation goal for our juniors, and we're at 94% for CASP, the science test. So we're working on that, and we'll have that done definitely by the May deadline when the window closes. Great job to the Visalia team. And we recently sent 9 of our students to a retreat up at Shaver Lake. They did the CASP test at it's like an Airbnb. It's like a really nice retreat. They got to experience mindfulness, team building. They learned test-taking strategies, listened to inspiring guest speakers. And additionally, 5 of our students flew out to Colorado for the Rocky Mountain Pathways trip, and they'll spend 10 days on a real working ranch. I got to visit that place. It was awesome. Beautiful Estes Park area. And they'll gain community service hours working on ranch projects such as taking care of animals and kitchen prep. And we're pleased, you know, that our students get to once again do experiential learning trips. Our end-of-the-year Student Achievement Award ceremony will take place on May 26th. We're excited about that and having on-site in-person events again. And that concludes my report. Thank you for your continued support, and I'll take any questions you might have.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item B, Finance Update. Gita Shreepi.
Hello, Board and President Adam. So if you please refer to your packet on page 236, you can 236. You can also follow it on the screen. This document is basically just a summary of Hamni financial update. Hamni Bank is the bank for the school. This reflects the line of credit information as of March 31st, 2022. It reflects the line of credit, the covenant that the school has to meet, the interest rate, and how much money the school has drawn from the line of credit. The interest rate, I just want to bring the board's attention to that, is that since the prime rate has increased, it's either the larger of the prime rate plus 0.5%, or 3.75%. So currently, the interest rate has been raised from 3.75% to 4%. But throughout the year, as the interest rates fluctuate, just wanted to let the board know that we always look at the lowest interest rate to use for all the line of credits that the school has to draw from it. And that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item C, CDE notification of 2020-2021 annual determination pursuant to the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act and selection for 2022 special education monitoring activities. Heather Stu.
Thank you, board members. In support of the implementation of IDEA, the CDE sends each school an annual determination letter indicating the school's status related to special ed compliance. You've received a copy of this letter in your board packet. This year, the CDE is introducing a new compliance and improvement monitoring process to replace the previous monitoring activities such as targeted review, performance indicator review, and the special education plan. The SIM process is designed to help schools identify systemic issues that could potentially lead to poor student outcomes. And it's our responsibility to create a plan that prioritizes high leverage activities and implement that plan with fidelity on our campuses. The 2022 monitoring tier is based on the previous year's tier with additional data collected and reviewed. So based on that data review, the current compliance monitoring level for Crescent Valley is compliance only, which is actually the lowest level of required monitoring, which is really exciting for us this year. This means that the CDE will differentiate areas of concern for non-compliance on initial and triennial assessments, and as well as timeframes on annual and triennial IEPs. We will be participating in a series of informational webinars and workshops hosted by the CDE and our SELPA, designed to help support the development and implementation of the SIM process, and we will keep you updated as the plan unfolds. Are there any questions from the board?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item D, Area Superintendent Performance Review Timeline Update for the 2021-2022 school year. Mr. Martineau.
Good evening, Board. For your convenience, on pages 245 to 256 in your board packet, you will find a copy of the board-approved 2021-2022 Area Superintendent Performance Evaluation Tool. I apologize for the draft watermark on it, but please know this is the approved tool for this year's evaluation. The Area Superintendent Evaluation is scheduled to take place during a closed session in the August round of board meetings. This time frame will allow Area Superintendent Haynes enough time to wrap up the school year at the end of June, reflect on charter goals provided to you during the October 2021 board meeting, and summarize progress towards meeting those goals. Per the Area Superintendent Evaluation Policy and Procedures, the Area Superintendent will provide to you a report of progress towards the charter school's agreed upon goals, the Area Superintendent's self-appraisal of accomplishments and performance, and a review of actions taken to address any board member recommendations. If you refer to the evaluation tool, Area Superintendent Haynes will complete her self-appraisal of accomplishments and performance right on the tool within the sections titled Area Superintendent Reflection. Prior to the August board meeting, it is recommended that each board member review the board-approved 2021-2022 Area Superintendent Performance Evaluation Tool and make notes as needed regarding your own individual observations of Area Superintendent Haynes based on her communication, reports, information, and academic data provided to you during this year's board meetings. As stated in the Area Superintendent Evaluation Policy and Procedures, the evaluation shall be a composite of individual board member opinions, but there shall only be one final evaluation representing the board's collective judgment. The board's collective judgment may be recorded on the performance evaluation tool itself under the sections titled Board Feedback. At this time, I would like to ask if Area Superintendent Haynes has anything she would like to add to the discussion regarding the upcoming Area Superintendent evaluation in August.
I would, and it's going to be a little bit of a recap of what Jeff said, but I did want to touch base with the board personally to let you know that I am looking forward to sharing several things with you related to my evaluation. A couple of things I'm looking forward to sharing are the progress and outcomes of our professional learning communities, our work with special populations, including our English learners and our special education students. I'm also looking forward to sharing about the relationships that we have made throughout the community and with our authorizer. And Jeff did mention this also. Last August, I shared my goals with the board, and then this July, I'll be sending each of you with the presentation of my goals so that you have plenty of time to sit with those goals and review them before we meet in closed session in August. And that way, there's plenty of time for you to take notes and provide any feedback or suggestions that you may have. And then additionally, if there's something specific you wanted to see in that report, in August, if you wanted to reach out to me personally, you could do that to make sure that I have that information handy and ready to present in August. And I'm looking forward. And that's a wrap for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to five action items. Item A, the board will be asked to approve the revised Charter School Accounting Manual, Edith Shrieky.
Thank you. Hello, board. Again, this is Geeta with LLAC. So if you please refer to your PDF packet, you can find all the red lines on page 258 to 264. So I'm going to go through some of the changes on some of the pages in the accounting manual. On pages 83 to 84, there are only some minor formatting adjustments. On page 113 and 116, we recommended to change the previous procedure on required purchases from $25,000 to $50,000. On page 115, we added and recommended ACH procedure detail. So ACH is the automated clearinghouse. What it is the direct deposit or any electronic payments that goes through the account. Since we're trying to automate all the purchases and deposits and avoid writing actual checks, this ACH language was not in the accounting manual. So that was just inserted, but the policies and procedures for drawing any funds or direct deposit, those are all has been remained the same. Adding school official to review AP, which is accounts payable check register on a monthly basis. That's, you can find that on redlined on page 116. On page 117, there was a language added. This language was previously approved by the board. It was just not included in the accounting manual. I'm going to read it. It's adding the board member's signature to any purchase orders over 25,000. So the board members ratified all the and approved all the purchase orders, but this language was not in the accounting manual. So that was also inserted. And that concludes my report. If there's any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5A.
So moved, Ruth Newell.
Thank you, Ruth.
Second, James Lott.
Thank you, James. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with five yes votes. Yes. Item B. The board will be asked to approve the Declaration of Need, DON, forms as a prerequisite to the issuance of an emergency permit and or limited assignment permit for teachers at the school for the 2022-2023 school year per California Code of Regulations 80026. Shelley Haynes.
Thank you again, and good afternoon again. This Declaration of Need is not a new document. It's been around for a couple of years, but at this point it is standard and routine practice now. And it just states that we are submitting this annual declaration saying that our school has done a diligent search for qualified teachers and that we may, and I'm stressing the word may, have to hire intern teachers or teachers that do not have their English learner authorization in the coming school year. Some examples of those teachers would be individuals that completed their credential out of state, moved to California and are in the process of getting their English learner authorization, or those that completed their credential program prior to the EL authorization being mandatory, and then those teachers would have to go back and get certified. Again, this is just an estimate, as you'll see in your board packet on page 269. Crescent Valley has estimated that it may hire 5 emergency permit holders. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5B.
Dana Clark, so moved.
Thank you, Dana.
James, not second.
Thank you, James. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Ruth Newell, aye.
Marvin Smith. Marvin Smith.
Robert Smith says aye.
Dana Clark?
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott?
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Item 6, additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Thank you, President Adams. I really want to thank the superintendent and the principal explaining these required reports and changes. Really interesting to hear it, even on my side, because I like the way they present it, and I like what's going on. Lindsay, boss, I want to congratulate you on the growth. It's excellent. What you're doing with our students is very well appreciated by us, I guarantee that. And these trips, these outstanding trips, they're giving these students a different environment, and it's giving them an experience I think that they'll never forget. So I'd like to go on some of these, especially that mountain one. Sounds good to me. Back to you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Benson?
Thank you to everyone who is so dedicated to the success of our students. Lindsay, certainly all of your efforts, Shelley, your leadership, and board, we certainly appreciate all that you do to support the leadership at the school sites to serve our students. So thank you all.
Thank you. Any board members want to make an observation or comment at this time? Hearing
none. Oh,
go ahead.
Sorry. Lindsay, great job in the increase of enrollment. That is awesome. I think it went up maybe like over 100 since last time. I mean, I think it was really, really low. When I heard that number, I was like, wow, that's exciting. So keep up the good work and keep educating those kids so they can have a great future. And thank your staff. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 7, closing items. Our next regular board meeting is actually May 12, 2022, and please note that it will be at 5 p.m., not 4:30. May I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved, Ruth Newell.
Thank you, Ruth.
Marvin Smith, second.
Thank you, Marvin. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Ruth Newell.
Aye.
Marvin Smith.
Marvin Smith, aye.
Dana Clark.
Dana Clark, aye.
James Lott.
James Lott, aye.
That passes with 5 yes votes. Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned. Excellent meeting.